This is Morning Edition on NHPR. With House lawmakers set to vote on a proposed two-year state budget today, one program that's facing a potentially significant cut is the Meals on Wheels program. The House Finance Committee is recommending a $10.6 million cut in general non-Medicaid appropriations. That would be a 50% reduction to the fund that helps pay for Meals on Wheels. Roberta Berner is director of the Grafton County Senior Citizens Council, and she joins us now to talk about how the proposed cuts could affect the people her program serves. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Roberta, the House budget, if approved, is obviously preliminary, and the Senate will have its own recommendations on a budget. But what's your biggest concern about the cuts as proposed right now?
Well, I'm concerned about all of the cuts that are proposed to elder services. I'm concerned about the proposed elimination of ServiceLink, which in Grafton County is under our agency's auspices. I'm concerned about the proposed cut to home-delivered meals, congregate meals, transportation, and also some services that our agency doesn't provide but our clients benefit from, adult in-home care, for example.
What are some of those impacts?
Part of the impact depends on whether it's state general funds alone or it's state general funds and also the federal funds that the state general funds match.
But in either case, are we talking about losing staff? Are we talking about some programs just not being able to happen anymore?
For our agency, and we serve a lot of meals, a lot of people out there in the rural Grafton County communities, we're looking at a 90,000 meal reduction out of about 205,000 meals. That would be both congregate and home-delivered meals. So we are looking at reductions in staff. We're looking at reductions in senior center hours or even some closure of some senior centers. There is just no way we could absorb a $600,000 cut to services and a $400,000 cut to ServiceLink and provide services that we currently do.
You're talking about a 90,000 meal a year reduction?
Yes.
Have you seen more demand over the past 5 to 10 years for your Meals on Wheels services?
Yes. Our region of the state is aging rather dramatically, and there are communities up here in Grafton County that already have populations comprised of 40% people over the age of 65. So we're looking at an aging population. The people that we serve tend to be on the older side of aging. So I would say that a big portion of our clients are 85 and over.
Yeah, the budget, obviously a moving target. So are you worried at all that these kinds of proposals being thrown out can, you know, unnecessarily scare those who need help from your program?
That's what I really hope doesn't happen. When I first heard about the cuts, my first inclination was to try to shield our staff and our clients from the news, because I just thought, I hate to say the sky is falling if it really isn't, but it's in the news. I don't want to panic people. I don't want to be unnecessarily alarmist, but on the other hand, it is the way the House is proposing the budget go forward.
Roberta Berner is director of the Grafton County Senior Citizens Council. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.